We'll do a review of the Maimer V'kibel HaYehudim Es Asher Echelu Lasis, which the Rebbe said on Tuesday he was Purim Kotten Tovshin Lamed Ches. This is the 8th Maimer over here in the Maimorim Bulukotim in Chelik Gimel. And later on it says in the notes that they printed it in the Kuntres Purim Kotten in Tavshin Lamed Ches. The date over there in the Kuntres is Erev Shabbos Kodesh Mevorchim Oder Sheni Hey Tavshin Lamed Ches, when it was printed. So it was said in Purim Kotten Lamed Ches, and they printed it before the Shabbos Mevorchim. All right, we'll do it inside. Kibel HaYehudim Eis Asher Heichelu Lasis. So the Pasuk says that the Yidden accepted upon themselves during the time of Purim that which they have began to do. What is this talking about? Umevair bazek veit kedushas meiri chomu admur nisidereinu. So the previous Rebbe, the Nisidereinu, explains b'ma'amorei hayadua, and the known mimer, Sha'amorei b'purim kotten tofresh peizayim b'moskva. He said this on Purim Kotten in the year tofresh peizayim in 1927. This was in Moscow. In Moskva, he gave it then. So this was done in peizayim. From peizayim, it's 50 years. This is the 51st year. So the Rebbe says, Asher shonozu hi hascholas yovel hasheni lamirosei, that this year begins the second yovel, past 50 years, until Tavshin Lamed Zayin. This is Tavshin Lamed Ches, starts the second yovel from the time that he said the maimer. So what did he explain this pasuk? That the ato bizman hagolus, that now during the time of exile, and that was also in the time of Purim, they were in exile at the time. So now in the time of exile, hem kiblu ma shehechelu kvar bizman de matan toiru. So then they accepted that which they have already begun in the time that the Torah was given. The beginning was when the Torah was given, and now they sort of accepted it, what they have started then. And this is ukemamorim zichreinu levracha. It's like the sages of blessed memory said, al posik, and the other posik over there, in the Megillah, over there it says, kimu vikiblu hayehudim v'chulu. They accepted, they sustained, and they accepted the Yidden then in Purim, sustained and accepted. So what the Gemara says, our sages tell us, that the Kaimu Ato b'mei Achashverosh, that now, in the days of Achashverosh, they sustained, they fulfilled that mashekiblu kvar bizman the matan Torah, that which they have already accepted the matan Torah. So kimu v'kiblu ayehudim, the kiblu ayehudim was before bizman matan Torah. Now they sustained kimu, they fulfilled that which they accepted. So this is the Maimer asks. The Friedrich Rebbe Medayik was a Bahamaimer. So the Maimer, he questions this. The Lecheda Hu Dovar Nifla. This seems to be something wondrous. Now the Rebbe is going to explain the previous Rebbe. The Maimer says this is wondrous. He's not just saying there's a question here, but he uses the language, it's wondrous. The language of wondrous means that it's a very powerful, it's just a totally not understood. It's not just a question. The Umedayik B'Sha'alosei, so the Rebbe says that the Friedrich Rebbe in his question is specific in the question Shazahu inyan nifla. He says this is something so wondrous, surprising, and wondrous. This is the unusual language of most of the mamorim. It says, "Tzorich lahavin." We have to understand why does he use the lashon? This is so surprising. The question that he's going to ask, of course, the question that he asks is, how could we say that in the time of Achashverosh and Golus, it was much sustained? They completed and they sustained what they accepted. How could that be? This is such a strong question. The kiho inyan, the kiblu bizman hagolus, masha hachelu, bizman matan toira. This concept, idea, that in the time of Golus, they accepted that which they started, the Matan Torah, who bebchinas nifla. This is something totally wondrous. It's not understood. Where do we find, for example, explanation with the word nifla? What does the word nifla mean? Ukemevuar, like we explained, when the Pasuk says in the Inyan, loy nifleis goymer veloy rechayko. So the Pasuk says there are a few languages that the Torah, Asher Anochim, Etzavcha Hayoyim, is not nifleis and it's not far away. So what's the difference between the Lashon of loy nifleis and loy rechayko? The richuk v'kiruv hu be'erech zeloze. When you say something is far or something is far relative to near are comparable one to another. It's still in the same erech, they're still comparable. It's a little further than closer. So when you say it's not further, you're talking about a limited distance which is within the same area. But when we say the lashon avol nifla moira al inyan shel haflo v'havdola, when you say loy nifleis over there, it means that this is something separate and removed, distinguished, separate. V'atshu b'bchinas pela legabe, to the extent that this becomes wondrous to him. V'haynu shehu inyan shebe'ein areich legamri. That means when you say the word Pella, it's something which is no comparison at all. It's totally different. And that's the language we're using over here. The Rebbe to ask the question that it's a Dover Nifla. This is how the extent that it's not understood. And the Rebbe further says, Uki Yadua Be'inyan Hasviris, to further demonstrate how the word Pella is totally out of the area, it's far, real far, as it's known, with regards to the level of the Sviris. Shebchinas ha-pele, shebchinas pele, ubchinas ha-keser. That the level of pele is the level of keser. And when we say upeprotius, and if specific, so Pele is Keser, or more specific, Primis HaKeser. Shezehu be'ein arich legamri l'chol seder ha'ishtalshlus. This is totally uncomparable to all of the order of the Hishtalshlus. So we see that Pele, the word Pele, expresses something which is so different and so far away. So from this we can understand also with regards to this wondrous thing the Maimer brings down, that the idea here is something like really not understood. So what is the question? The question is, this is what the Friedrich Rebbe means when he says Niflo. What is so surprising? What is so not understood? What is so uncomprehendable? The Bemat and Torah, that during the time when the Torah was given. Kasher heichelu lasis. At that time when you're saying that they just began, kibel hayehudim eis asher heichelu lasis. So Matan Torah is the time when they started to do. That's only the beginning. We call that the beginning. But if you examine what was the stance, what was the level of the Yidden, Hoyu Yisrael, B'tachlis Ha'ilui, the Yidden then were totally in an elevated state. U'b'maymedu matzav mishubach, and in a condition and a situation, a very praiseworthy situation. And if you look how it led up to Matan Torah, so v'hoyo oz la'acharei kriyas yamsuf, it was after the splitting of the sea, v'yitzias Mitzrayim, and the exodus of Egypt. All these aspects were tremendous levels of revelation. Sheheim inyonim, those were matters, kriyas yamsuf and yitzias Mitzrayim, v'sob mavegishtel teskolechot v'echot miYisrael, they placed each and every one of the Jewish people, Vesklolus Am Yisrael, and the Jewish people in general, B'maymed Naila B'yoser, it placed us all on a very high standing. Itzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and then Matan Torah. Specifically, the Bitzias Mitzrayim, Nigla Aleihem, Melech Malchei Hamlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvedu B'Atzma Golem. During the exodus of Egypt, so over there, the king, that king's kings, Hashem himself revealed himself and redeemed them. So it was Melech Malach Hamloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigla. It was revealed to them, Hashem himself. That was Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then that was followed, U'bishas Kriyas Yamsuf. And during the splitting of the sea, Shehu Asiyum V'choysem the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is the conclusion and the seal of the exodus of Egypt. Because at that point, all the Egyptians drowned, they chased them, and then they all drowned. So that concluded the Kriyas, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So over there, we say that the Ras or Shivcho al Hayom, even a maidservant was able to see at the sea when the Kriyas Yamsuf, Mashalero Nevim, that even prophets couldn't see. That means that there was a tremendous revelation of godliness for everyone to see, including the Shivcha. Balach has kama v'kama. This was the lead-up. And then Matan Torah itself, Balach has kama v'kama, tachlis o'ilu d'bnei Yisrael, the total elevation of the Jewish people b'zman Matan Torah, during the time of Matan Torah, that was even the culmination and even a higher level than what led up than Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And then we say that that was actually the ultimate level, because there will never be again an experience like by Matan Torah, meaning because that was the ultimate highest level. We say the Matan Torah hoya rak pam achas, the giving of the Torah only took place once. Okay, you do, as it's known, Shematan Torah lo yia idapam, it's never going to be again Matan Torah. That means that that was the highest level of one-time thing. V'gam hivur b'tanya, also in Tanya it's explained. Shebishas Matan Torah kvar hoyo me'ein tachlis shleimus ha'olam sheyia lo'osi lovi. That at the time that the Torah was given, this was similar to the ultimate wholesomeness, when the world will reach its completion, its wholesomeness, Sheyilos, love is going to be in the future, but that was similar to that, Me'ein was at the time of Matan Torah. Shehoyo Gilu Elikus B'riyachushis. There was revelation of godliness, and you can see it with your vividly, what you're actually seeing, Shemitzad Giluyim Elu Hoyu Yisrael B'Tachlis Hamaylu. So because of these revelations, the Yidden were on the ultimate high level. So that's on one side. So here we're saying that in Matan Torah, they heichelu lasis. That was that. Now contrast that with the condition of the Yidden in the time of Golus. Mashen came bizman hagolus, as opposed to in the time of Golus. Hu haipich mezeh mamash is the totally opposite of this. She Yisrael heim betachlis hayirido, that the Yidden are in the lowest descent. Now, in Golus itself, but at that time, that Golus was even worse condition than a regular Golus, because the Jews were going to be annihilated. Ubefrat bizman Haman, especially during the time of Haman, kasher ho yovikibulayhudim goimer kimu goimer, when we were saying the Yidden accepted or kimu mashikimlu, meaning that's the time that we're saying that the fulfillment and the conclusion of what they started took place. Shabikish chas v'sholim, that times of Haman, he, God forbid, seeked, wanted lahashmid, laharegu, la'abed, eskola Yehudim, to destroy, to kill, and get all the Yidden lost, minar v'atzokin, from young to old, tav v'noshim yom echod, little children, women, all in one day. This was a goyimer, this was a harsh decree, destroying everybody and one day. And the difficulty was, because it was in one day, nobody could escape to another place in which the decree maybe was in the next day, so they can escape for that day. This was a very difficult decree. This was at once for all the Yidden in the entire world. Achashverosh dominated in the dome, meaning in the entire world. So that means that the decree was against all Yidden in all the entire world, as it says in the Medrash. And you could not escape to a place which it was after the Gezeira, had it been not in one day. So you can escape to the place which was already the Gezeira before, since it was in one day in all of the world. So this is the harshest of Golus. Zohu begolus gufa, Golus Achinoira. So within Golus itself, that Golus, the Golus in the time of Haman, and the Yidden were in a very terrible exile. So, how do we say that that condition versus the condition of Matan Torah, that's when they accepted? That's Kimu. And further, the Maimer says, "Shetoykev hagzeira v'agolus beruchnius hoyo hagzeira alinyan achinuch." The force of the decree, and what was the spiritual exile, was the decree against education. It was on the matter of education that where the force of the decree was. As we say in the Medrash, Omar Haman. Haman said, "I am gonna send my hand to begin with in the children." Why? What was his kavana? Why is the children chinuch? The hainu dibichdei lahofik chaz v'sholem zemomay. Because in order for him to fulfill, God forbid, his plotting, his bad thought, that, quoting from the Megillah, that he thought on the Yidn Rachman Litzlan Labdom to destroy them, how did he want to accomplish, how did he want to fulfill his plotting against the Jewish people? The start is with his children, school children. And what does it mean, school children? It says the kakavone bazehi hagzeda aklolus inyan achinuch. The intent here, we're not specifically talking only about children that go to school, that go to the house of their teacher, but we're talking about generally the decree against education, against educating. So the Rebbe points out, it's not only education of the children, but generally education, even people that are older in years, or quoting the Friedrich Rebbe, they already have white hair, Weissahor, and still they need education. That's also included, not to educate, not to bring people in. Yesh loymar, she'av she'behanal, that even though in the above, when we say tenekes shel beis rabam, children of their teacher's home, koi yaltinuk b'shonim, that literally talks about a child in years, avol me'enza hugam b'tinuk b'nyone yahadus. Similar to this is also when we talk about a child who in matters of Yiddishkeit, he's still a child, he has no familiarity. Hagam shu ish godol b'shonim, even though he could be an adult, year-wise he can be older. Ubilshoin kved kidushas meri chomadmur, and like my father-in-law, the Rebbe said, erhotshein vaisahor, he already has white hair. Mikol mo koimen yet, b'matzovoi b'inyan toiru mitzvahs u'b'mchinas tinuk. His condition, as far as it relates to toiru and mitzvah, is still a child. So now, since we see that they wanted to destroy all the people, so you see that in education, so from the fact that we know that education hinges the existence, the kiyum of the whole Jewish people, that's why when he wanted to destroy them, he wanted to take away chinuch. So we see that the whole sustaining of the Yidden, the hinges on chinuch, on education, move on goydel ha-mesidus nefesh tzorich liyis al chinuch b'nei Yisrael. We understand how great this self-sacrifice needs to be to educate the b'nei Yisrael. She'tzorich limsir nafshei, that you must give your soul away, totally, should be as it says in the pasuk, don't touch my anointed one, which is Elu Tenekes Shel Beis Rabam. Those are the children of the school children, the Isa B'Meseches Shabbos. And that, how do we accomplish to have the children continue, is by making sure that they go to Beis Rabbim. Asher ze nase al yidei shemachnisim es hatinokes el mokom haroi. This becomes through bringing the children into the proper place, el Beis Rabbim, to their house of their teacher. V'shom gufa, while being in their home, it's oifen achinuchu be'oifen shel bayis. It's not just bring them to the teacher, but bring him into the base, Rabbim. Bais means a keva, a permanence. Hainu sha'teinoikes yikablu merabon, so that the children will receive from their teacher hayisoit, the foundation, the mganzen shtel, the entire standing, al kol yimei chayeim, for the rest of their life. That's the type of education they will get, that they will experience a base as permanence. So therefore, how could we say kimu v'kiblu? So then they accepted, sustained, and kiblu, Eshasher Heichelu Lasis, Oyodavkim Bizman HaGolus. And this was specifically in Golus, that is when they achieved that greatness that they can sustain and accept it. Obefrat Bizman Homon, and especially not just in Golus, but in the times of Homon, Kishe Yisrael Hoyu Betachlis Hashiflus, when the Yidden were in the totally low level, the Golus, both Begashmis, Veruchnis, physically and spiritually. Shezehu Inya Nifla Beyoisa. This is something very wondrous, very surprising, very difficult to understand. How come? And that's the question explained when the Friedrich Rebbe asked on the Taich, how could we say that this is the Kimu, Mashe Kiblu Kvar, and also Esasharei Chelu Lasis? How could it be that in such a lower level of Golus, to them to achieve a higher Madrega, sustaining and acceptance, more than what they had during the Matan Torah, as explained, which was the greatest of revelations? Ois Beis, Yuvon Zeh, so we can understand how the Kabbalah took place Tafke at the time in which there was the great descent, in the time of the Xeris of Hamon versus the Kabbalah that took place in the time of Matan Torah, as explained in the Maimir, Al Pi Habiyur B'Mashe Kosuf Shemen Goymer Kosis Lamoyer, based on the explanation what the Pasuk says, Shemen Kosis Lamoir, that the crushed oil was for the Moir, was for the luminary, not for the Pasuk doesn't say to the Hoir, but the Moir, to the source of the light. Shemeda Yikshom, over there he derives from the language. Shaloi nemar shemen lahoir. It doesn't say oil to shine, to light. Kiim shemen goimer lamoir. But it says the oil is for the luminary, for the source of light. He explains in this, the moir, koi al hamoir atzmai, that the Moir refers to the luminary itself, Hainu Mokoir Ha'oir, that is the source of light. Zehu Masha Kosuv Kosis Lamoir, and this is why it says that the Kosis crushed is Lamoir. Shekasher Ha'odom. Hu Bibchinas Kosis, when a person is in the level that he is causes, that he is crushed, nishbar v'nitke, that he is broken and he is subdued. Hine, that's causes that he reaches that way, lamoir, to the luminary, hine oz, magia lamoir. Then he reaches to the level of the luminary. What is he broken about? Through being Kosis Lamoir. So what is he broken about? So we have, as the Rebbe explains now from the Maimer, that even if Begashmius, he seems to have everything, and yet he is broken because of his lacking in his spiritual level. This we say that he is broken and he is subdued. Even if physically he is in a situation of tremendous plentifulness in Harchov, in a wide way, he has all of his needs met physically. But still, he is lacking in spiritual. he's also crushed, even if physically he's okay, but he is crushed from his situation spiritually, in his service to Hashem. And even further, the Rebbe says, even if he is spiritually okay, he's still crushed. He say to Mizu, and even more than this, Afilu im gam beruchnius hushalim, even if also spiritually he is whole. Beki umat Torah mitzvahs, with the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, v'atshu betachlis ha'ilui v'ha'archove, until the extent that he is in the total elevation and in a total wide way accomplished, comfortable in his spiritual level. That he serves his service the way he should be doing, the way he should be servicing. But nevertheless, he's still going to be crushed, even if he does his avodah k'dibayi l'mevet, when he reflects which is the level that he should be making Hashem proud of him, and he still doesn't reach that level. That will break him itself. Pay attention that the Am Ichkulam Tzadikim, all your nation are the righteous. Kol Echod VeEchod Mi Yisrael. Uneitzer Matoai Maise Yodai Lisboir is a sprout of the plant that Hashem says it is my action of my hand, so that I'll be proud of. So we are, every yid is matov umaise yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the planting and the act of the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sho behem hu mispayer, and Hashem praises himself with them, v'yizbeinen b'gdulosi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he reflects on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So cry, he will cry in the bitterness of his soul. He will cry even though that he personally in his avodas k'dibayi l'mevet does as he should, but reflecting on Hashem and that he is a planting that Hashem is proud of, he will cry bitter of his heart, of his soul, ki b'menech sheves kol avedosei, what is it considered at all of his work, what does it count, kam imhi v'shleimus, even if it is in its completeness, l'gabe erkoi madregosei ha'mitis, relative to the value and your true level that you need to be, shetzorich liyos, that you need to be neitzer matov. You need to be a sprout of Hashem's planting, umayse yodov lihispoir, and the act of the hands of Hashem to be bragging about. Hashem should be proud of him, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, begolui, openly, of Hashem in an open way, to the extent that he will be in such a level that anybody sees him will recognize this, that he is a planting and he is the act of Hashem's hand, that Hashem is proud of him. But in Cain, so even though, even if so, in that case, so even his wholesome of service is not the way it needs to be at all. So, harei afilu man de machve b'mochig kamei malko. So he quotes from the Gemara, even one who shows a hint in the presence of the king, which means any deviation, even you don't speak in front of the king, you don't do anything, but you just make a sign, a mochig, a remes in front of the king, so that is the opposite of one's life and one's existence, which means he's guilty of death, the penalty of death, that means that you can't, in the presence of the king, you can't even deviate even a drop, even not make a hint. So, in the presence of the king of Hashem, what value is there really to his complete avodah in order to be Netzer Mato Masiyodov, so that it will really touch him? He will cry bitterly about this. Balach has kamo v'kamo, so that's even if he is on the highest of levels. But how much more so, k'shavaydo se'i eino k'deboyim, when his service is not as it should be, she'eino be'erach l'mashu ho'yo tzarich li'eis, that it is not comparable to what it should be, relative to the powers that were given to the person, so he's not even living up to this, to his level that he could. Rebbe explains, even if he did live up, he's still going to be bitter about it, because to the highest levels, he's still far away, but especially for sure, when he actually doesn't even live up to his potential, the relative to the koiches that were given to him. Hine, kishi yisboin and begoidil yiridose, when he will reflect on his great descent, v'yivke b'mar nafshoi, and he will cry bitterly, yovali de teshuva, then he will come to the level of teshuva, of repentance. Not just repentance, meaning of anything wrong that you've done, but the word tshuva means to return. You come to the level the spirit returns to the Hashem who's given it. In other words, you go up to the highest level, you return, you're doing tshuva. You're bringing back your neshama to the level of likim that has given the neshama. And ulamayla yisam, and even higher, through teshuva, you're bringing up even higher. This is through realizing and crying about your condition, you go up to the level of elikim Hashem esona ulamayla yisur, and even higher. Shatoshuv ha nefesh b'mesiras nefesh, that the soul will return with the self-sacrifice lemekoyra v'shar shoha elyein shemimenu lukachulu, that with self-sacrifice it will go back to its root and its supreme the source and supreme root shemenu lukachulu, from which it was taken, even higher than the level of Elikim, even all the ways to the level of Ashar Shah Elyon, from which it was taken. So this explains the Pasuk of Kosis Lamoir. Zehu Mashikosu Kosis Lamoir. Sha'al Yideize Shahodam Nishbar Vinitke, through this, that the person is broken and subdued. Bibchinas kosis, in a level that he's crushed. Again, that's mitoich harchove begashmis ubitoich harchove beruchnis. Even he has he's very comfortable physically, he's very comfortable spiritually. Canal, as we said before, he has in a wide way all the gashmis and ruchnis, but still he's crushed. But through this, his kosis lamoir. He's in Ozmagia Lamoir Atzma, he comes to the luminary, to Libchina Salikim Ashanisona, to the level of Likim that has given you Chulu, and even as he says, Lemokoid of Shor Shal Shiman Lukoha Chulu, etc., to the highest Madregis. Gimel, Ois Gimel. Hine Avoy the Hanal. Li is Bibitl Betachlis. The above level of service to be totally subjugated. B'chinas kosis, in a level of being crushed. poyeles achar kach gam behamaisa bepoyel. This impacts after that feeling of kosis lamoir to get to the level of likim, it also impacts in the practical, in action bepoyel and maisa bepoyel, practical doing of mitzvahs. Inyan hu k'moy shemevayir kveit kiddushas admur hazokam b'tereil. As the Alter Rebbe explains in Torah Oir, Shayehudim mosru atzmon lomus kol lashon akulo, that the Yidden gave themselves over to die for an entire year. V'le'olo lohem achshovas chutz chaz v'sholim, and no outside thought enter them, God forbid, to change their readiness to die from Siddus Nefesh. And this was all year round. What is the meaning it was all year round? A year consists of changes of seasons and different. When we say that it was staying Siddus Nefesh all year round, it means that they can, in all kinds of conditions, during all changes, still they stood strong and they weren't affected. They were ready for Mesiris Nefesh. This is the idea. They stood the whole. Shona means a language of Shinu, all kinds of changes. For a year includes in it all possible changes. Similar to what is known, we say that the advantage of the Esreg is that it lives on the tree from year to year. In other words, that it is sustained and it grows and stays on the tree for an entire year. That means that all it withstands all seasons, and more than that, that it grows from all seasons. He tolerates on himself kol shinuyei ha'avirim, all the changes in the air, medalet tkufis hashona, from the four seasons of the year. And he does not become affected by it at all from the different changes. And he lives on the tree, which means, what is the idea that living on a tree? The tree is the source, which means he's always connected to his source. No matter what, no matter what the changes are, he still is by the Ilon. That where does his energy and where does he dwell? It's in his tree. That is in its root and source. Not just does he not become affected, impacted from the changes don't impact him, but furthermore, shegodol mehashinuyim, he actually grows in all these changes. He keeps on growing from these changes. Kimavur behemshuch v'kocha, as explained in the hemshuch of v'kocha, hine al derech zehu b'avodas ha'odom. Similarly, it's in the service of man. The v'chol eifane shinuy hadargis shabavoida, that in all ways of changes of the steps in this service, kol hashana kulo, all year round, all the changes, abedoso hi betachlis hashlemus, that he continues to serve Hashem in total completeness and wholesomeness, notwithstanding the different steps, which means all year round and every all the changes, he continues to do his avodah with wholesomeness. That it doesn't enter an outside thought, God forbid. How could one reach that level? That is, the kosis also impacts the actual maise bepoil, that a person reaches this level, when he's in total subjugation, bebechinas kosis, in a level of crushed. That's why he can always be a growing under all the circumstances. It's only if he's a non-entity, he's bittel, he's kosis. If the person has a specific emotion in which he can attach to, so then when it comes the other emotion, then he is not connected anymore. If he's a person of chesed, then if he's, then when it comes a gevura situation, but if he's, he doesn't do it, but when he's bittel, he's a non-mitzias. Since there is types of services which are distinct, they're different from one extreme to the other extreme. As for example, chesed and gevura, therefore, gam im avidose bekava chesed ikideboyi. Even if a person's service in the line of kindness would be proper, efsher, it's still possible, sheyiksha olov, it will still be hard for him. Sheavidose bekava gevura tia gamkin beisashlemis, that his avoida in the line of gevura should also be in the same wholesomeness. If it is without bittel, it would be difficult when there comes another extremely the opposite kind of emotion required. Al derech, we see this afilu b'negei Avraham Avinu olav hasholem, even as it relates to our father Avraham, peace unto him. Kivon shavidosei hoyso b'vchinas achesed, since his service to Hashem was in the level of kindness. As we say, Avraham Oyavi, Avraham who loves me, which is the level of Chesed, Nemer Olav. So what does it say about him? Ato Yodaiti Kirei Elikim Ato. Now, after the Eibishter tested him by taking an act of Gevura, taking his son Yitzchok to bring him on La'ayla, on the Har Meriah. So Hashem says, now I know, Kirei Lekimato, La'achashu Amad Gam B'Nesoyin Ha'asiri, after being able to stand by this last 10th test. So this is because, but how does a person do that? Is by being the level of Bittl. By they have Bittl the causes, and through the middle of kosis in Eshleim is havaydose, so the wholesomeness of his service, he believes shinuyim, so without change, chol hashona, that is, they stood by all year round, and then v'loy olo chol chelke afanei havaydo, all the different ways of service, still they stay and everything is complete. And they stood by Kol Hashona Dorbi Epun, just like the Esreg, it stands. And Lo'olo Machshavas Chutz Chaz V'Sholem, they stood the whole year in that level. And then, so we have the level of Kosis reaching the level to the level of the highest levels of the Neshama. Lamoir, it also impacts his actions, that everything should be, all avodas should be wholesome, no matter what the changes are. And as a further impacts that the bittel brings about education. V'hine oidzeis mepulas bittel. Now, in addition to that, what is the effects of the above bitl, the fact that he recognizes that he is in total descent, chulu, poyelolov, this impacts on him, shagam im avidosi deboyi, even if his service is as needs to be, mikomok mechanaches atzma. And still, he should educate himself. Dugma sachinuch the tenekis shel beis rabban kipshuta, just like the education of the children that go to school, literally. So one should also, just like they're educated, need to educate himself. That's through the bittul. Ki hu margish atzmei bibchinas tinuk b'avidosu, because he feels himself as a child in his service. Why is that? Why is he still a child? Ukeniskar le'il, as mentioned earlier, debamen nechshav hu legabe amitis erkoi. What is this value, his service, relative to his true value of being the ma'ase yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Inyan hachinuch tzorich li is b'mesiras nefesh, and this idea of education needs to be with self-sacrifice kinal, as we said before, that this all is the kosis in the level of mesiras nefesh. As he explains in the above maimer, Hamesidas nefesh ohoye baze bizman Mordechai, the self-sacrifice that was in the time of Mordechai. Vara teire hinitzchis. So that doesn't apply only to the time of Mordechai, when there was the literal, the gezeira against learning, against the tenekes shel beis rabban. But the Torah is eternal, so we have to apply it today too. Shabaze yesh nahoiro, there must, here there is a less Torah meloshen hoiro. The word Torah comes from the language of a lesson, so there is a Torah, there is a lesson. Kedisa bezoyer, Zoyer says that Torah is a lesson, so there has to be a hoiro nitzchis, a eternal lesson, the kol echod v'echod, for each and every one, during all times and every place. That you must self-sacrifice for the idea of education. Where there is about educating yourself, as the Mishnah says, always education, always learning from all people, the Mishnah says. The chinuch ze tzarich li is b'chol yom b'yom. So even if you were educated yesterday, you still got to go today, because leimid mikol odo. This has to be b'chol yom b'yom, every day and day, b'meshach kol yomei chayav, during entire duration of a person's life. Because every day you need to grow and go up higher in your service. Like we say, Mailin Bakoidish. You have to be going up, Mailin, even you're ready Bakoidish, but you still got to go higher. Shagam Kishahu Bechinas Koidish, even if he's in the level of Koidish. Now, you have the word kodosh, then you have the word kodosh. Kodosh is a milo bigarmei, it's its own word. Kodosh means that it's holier than something else. So that means that it is not really holy independently on a level that it's really holy, but it could be that it's separate and holier than something else. That's kodosh. But when we say kodosh, Kodesh is a mila begarmei, that means a word and of itself, it's the true level of holiness. And still we're saying mailin bakodesh, even bakodesh, which is a mila begarmei, hu bechinas, and that is the level of a chokhmo, it's the level of chokhmo, because we're saying ezehu chokhem haleimid mikolodesh ubedargas chokhem. He is already kodesh. Why is he a chokhem? Because ki esmel kvar lomet mikolodom, he was already a chokhem alev mikolodom. Yes, the day before he already learned, so he already became a chokhem. Hinegam os sorich liyes aliyah. Also, then needs to be the elevation. Shebeagiya yoim chodesh. That when there is a new day arrives, yehov David should do a service. Yosef lil made mikol adam. He should continue learning from all men. And he should grow and be elevated in the level of his chokhmah. That would mean that every day you need to educate yourself. So there has to be the education constantly of that same realization through the level of the bittul that you're not yet reach the level of Neitzer Matov, Masiyodu, you still have to educate yourself. You got to do this every day. That's the level of Chinuch Atzmi. Chain move on Game Toides HaBaal Shem Tov HaYadua. This is also understood from the known teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Shebechol Inyan Shehudi Roye Shomeya. That anything that a Yid sees or hears, says the Baal Shem Tov, Tzorich Lides, he needs to see and hear from that which he sees and hears. Der zen under heaven to see and to sense, to listen. The lesson that lies in that in his service to Hashem. That means that everything that he sees or hears, he needs to educate himself. So you see that the education keeps on going. On Levin Mikol Odom, and the Baal Shem Tov says that you have to constantly learn, so there's constantly a need for education for himself. That's talking about education for a person. Now, of course, when we talk about educating the young, the children, that one needs to give his soul, Mesidas Nefesh, away al inyan hachinuch de tenekes of Islam kibshutoi, on the idea of the education of literally talking about the children that go to school to make sure that there is a chinuch. Yuchad yesh bazeh choiv al hatziirim vahatziiris. Especially there is an obligation for the young man and the young woman. Kemeish emeisir kveit kidushas meirichoma admur. As my father-in-law, the Rebbe adds, "B'michtove b'kesher l'mamor hanal," in his letter, in connection with the above, the above maimer, the ha'eis emeres. This time says, this is the necessity, and this is the mission of the time. This is the time itself tells us. Asher kol echod ve'echod mehatziirim vehatziiris yichyeh, that each and every one from the young men and the young woman may live in Elohim who bilvad. It's not enough sheheim ba'atzmo b'chayeim ha'protim, that they alone in their personal lives. Tzrichim li yis eisel v'chosak b'shmiras kiyum ha'mitzvahs ma'isiyiz v'chol idurim, need to be standing strong and with force to fulfill, keep, observe all the practical mitzvahs with all the perfections, and through that being a living example, but there's additional responsibility. This is also a main thing, to make a circle around you, an environment of people that study Torah, keep mitzvahs, to the extent that you will see by them openly that they are the sprouting of the planting which Hashem is proud of. He says, the act of my hand to proud. Generally speaking, so we're not saying this is only the young people, but generally this is everybody's responsibility. Generally speaking, specifically we're talking about the young people, but generally speaking, this is an obligation for everyone. that I call echod v'echod u'bichlal ditziru v'tziru, is because each and every one is part, is included in the young men, young women, k'shenizkar shabuchol yom v'yom nase kibriyachadosho, when he remembers that every day he becomes like a new creation. So he's a young, everybody's young because you've just been created. Now, when we have the level of chinuch, through the education of the children of the school, that brings about that from the mouth of the little children and the nursing children, you have founded strength. You get the strength lahashbis oyevu misnakim, to do away and to stop the enemy and those who take one to do bad for the yidden. What is the two languages? We say an oyev, an enemy, and a misnakim, somebody who is trying to avenge you. The Maimer explains the oyevu soyne hagoli. An enemy is an open one that hates you. V'hanoikem, the noikem who soyne nister. That's someone who is a hidden enemy. V'oylel alilois, and he plots. He's trying to plot it. U'bavoyde, how does this enemy's open and the hidden enemy translate in our service to Hashem? Who inyan mashomer Yaakov? This is what Yaakov said. Asher lakachti miyad ha'emoidi v'charbi v'kashti. He says that which I have taken from the Emirah. He says the two languages with my sword and with my arrow. The hafresh ben cherev l'keshesu. What's the difference between a sword and an arrow? Shacher huayreges asoyne she'imed etzlei bekorev. A sword can kill an enemy that is nearby. V'akeshes, and the arrow yochel larigames asoyne she'imed merochi, can kill also the enemy that is from a distance. So you have these two. So what is it? How do we translate it in what? Who is the enemy that stands close by and who's in the distance? Asoyne hakorev, this the close enemy, koyi algasus hora, that's the thickness of the evil, shahodom yudeyo mevin shahura, which a person understands, knows and understands that it's ra. That's the close enemy, that's the thick, something which is obvious. Asoyne shomid merochik, this enemy that stands from a distance, hudakus hora, that's refined, thin rash, who doesn't know it. How do we remove this enemy, this open enemy, and the misnakim, the one who plots, the hidden enemy? Through the avoide of my sword and my arrow, as explained in the Memorim B'inyan Chamisho Kelei Zayin HaNimdim B'Mishnah D'Shabbos, the five very different ammunitions which are enumerated in Mishnah D'Shabbos, explaining what the specifically what the Cherev is and what the Keshes is. Oisei Hine hakoyach la'avoida hanal, the strength. How do we have the strength for the avoida, the level of chinuch, becharbi, bekashti, that the Rebbe was talking about before? How do we have that koyach? Hu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. We get it through Moshe, our teacher. As the Rebbe will explain, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ispashtus of the Moshe, and the Moshe Rabbeinu that is within us ourselves. Kibavur Bahamai Mirhanal, as explained in the above Maimir, the Maimir of Kibbalah Yehudim. The
Zehu Mashekosuv. This is what the pasuk says: Ve'ata tetzave es bnei Yisrael goimer, that you shall command. But here he teaches is you shall connect the bnei Yisrael. The tetzave hu loshin tzavso v'chibur. The tetzave comes from the language of together and connection. And the ato, who is the one that does the connection? Koyi bipshute shel mikra, in the simple meaning of the verse, who is the ve'ato tetzave, you will connect? Who is the connector? So that is on Moshe. That goes on Moshe. V'ispashtu so de Moshe b'chol dore v'dore, and the expansion of Moshe that is in every generation. We don't only mean here the leader of the generation, but Moshe's expansion is in every Yid. Shebekol echad mi Yisrael, in every Jewish person, yeshnei mibchinas Moshe, there exists from the level of Moshe. Kide'is abitikunei zoyar, as we find in the Tikkuni Zohar, v'hu v'abigeres hakodesh l'kveit kiddushus admor hazok, and it was brought down in the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe, that we all have the level, a spark of Moshe in us. U'bechol echod, and this that we say, it's not only that it's somewhere hidden, obscure, that spark of Moshe, but it's actually revealed. Ubechol echod, by every individual, hine b'chinas Moshe sheboi hibigilui, the level of Moshe which is in the Yid is open. Ad she mishum ze yira milsa zutrosahi, that because of the level of Moshe that the person possesses, the level of fearing Hashem becomes something small. As the Alter Rebbe explains, Legabe, towards him, for him. As the Alter Rebbe explains, Kid'isa betanya chelik rishain, that as the Alter Rebbe on the first parak, when the Gemara asks, what does Hashem ask of you but to fear Him? The Gemara asks, "Atu yira milsa zutrusahi." He says, "All what I ask is asking is to fear. That's not something very small. Why is the pasuk make sound that it's small?" And the Gemara answers that relative to Moshe, it's small. So the Alter Rebbe discusses in Tanya. So how does this answer the question? But Ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, we're talking about what Hashem asks of you, not of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it help me that next to Moshe it's easy, but Moshe is saying it to the Yidden that it's a Milsa Zutrusihi. And the Alter Rebbe explains that the level of Moshe, of the Tikkuni Zohar, that the level of Moshe is in every person, and it's in a level that it's open, so that the Yira is a Milsa Zutrusi. And this level, V'ato Tetzave, V'chinas Moshe Shebechol Echad MiYisrael, and that level of Moshe, which is by every individual Jewish person, Mechaberes Be'oifun, the Tzavso V'chibur, that connects in a way that of a connection and a bind, which is titzave, you should bind together as shoresh hanishomo. What does it bind? It binds that level of Moshe in the person, connects the root of the neshama lehanishama lemeshes beguf, that ties it, the root of the neshama, to the neshama which is dressed in the body, number one. And even further, it connects the Shoydesh HaNeshama v'Nefesh HaBahamis v'Gufoy v'Chal Kebo'ilo, with his animal soul, with his body, and with his portion of the world. What connects the root of the Neshama to the neshama in guf, to the nefesh abamis, to his body, to chakabaylam. That's the level of Moshe, which is the tetzave. That level of Moshe connects all these pieces with the shedish haneshama. V'neisen as koyach, and that gives the strength, the power. Sheyia kosis lamoir, that it should be kosis, that should be crushed, which goes up to the moir. Which means the kosis, why is he crushed? Shemizeh shem nid kevin nishbar, because he is pressed and he's broken. Metzad yiridas haneshama lo'ilam hazeh, because the neshama's descent into this world, lo'ilam hazeh tachten she'ein tachten lamata imenu. To this lowest world, there is nothing lower. This is as low as you can go. And the neshama came down all the ways into this level. Shezehu yirida atzuma. This is a tremendous descent. Ki afilu. Kisha'olam hazehu betachlis hashlemus. Even as this world stands in its ultimate wholesomeness, on its best level, nikra bira amikta, it's still referred to as a deep abyss, a deep pit, a deep hole. So this is, even in the best of situations, it's still a bira amikta. The mezem move on, so from this we understand, she'etzem hadover, this matter by itself, she'han neshomo yorda le'olam hazeh, that the neshama, the soul, descended into this world, that's a tremendous descent. Knowing and realizing that the holy neshama comes from the highest of levels, and it comes down into this world, into a very tremendous descent. So, Metzad hayirida. So, because there is this descent, av shehu b'matzav shel tachlis haharchava begashmis begam beruchnis. Even in his own condition, the person is in total comfortable, both physically and also spiritually. Mekol mokayim, and yet b'men nechshavu. How could that? What is this counted? How is this valued? This comfort that he has in physically and spiritually, legabe mamodi umatzova yahamiti, relative, measuring it relative to his standing and his true situation, shalifnei hayirida, that was before the descent, shehu bevichinas benoi yichidoi. Shal melech malcham lochma kodesh baruchu, that he was a like an only son of melech malcham lochma kodesh baruchu. That is the level of the neshama before the descent. Kedu ha'amoshul bazeh behemshech tofrish zamechvov, as known the example in the maimer, the hemshech of tofrish zamechvov. Hinei mehakosis, from this being crushed, and nishbar, that is broken, and nitke, and he's subdued, nasa lemoir, so then you become a luminary. Shemagia lahamoir atzma, you reach to the luminary yourself, to the source of light, kines kalil, as mentioned earlier. Vav. Vapi hanal yuvon, so based on the above, we'll understand. Mashekosuv, what the pasuk says, "Vikibel haYehudim eis asher heichelu lasis," that the Yidden accepted that which they had begun. They finally accepted, and that was during the time of the decree of Achashverosh, and the Yidden were on a very low level. And he asked before, "How could?" Heichelu lasis, at the time of Matan Torah, that's the beginning. Here they accepted. How could that be? So explains the Hagam Shebishas Matan Torah Hoyu Yisrael Betachlis Amayla. For although at the time that the Torah was given, The Yidden were in the ultimate advantage. Ba'oz kvar niten hakoil kinis galil, and everything was already given then. The Rebbe mentioned earlier that there won't be another Matan Torah because Matan Torah was only once everything was given. But yet, mikol mokoyim hoya ozrake chelu lase, still, at that point, it was only, they began to do, it was only the Haskalah. Haskalah bevad, the opening alone. How is that? Because what they had over there was from above to below. They gave them milmailo, and that came down below. But the But later on, in the work that we do in the time of exile, Bisman Mordechai ve'Esther, during the time of Mordechai and Esther, Kasher hu tekev ha'golus b'choy koyshech kofle b'chupel, when there is the force of exile with a darkness that is doubled and quadrupled, at the time of Mordechai ve'Esther, u'kmoy shehoye b'pashtus, as it was literally, it was a very dangerous time and there were given over for annihilation. So then the work, the service is from the perspective, from the ones who are down, on the lower ones. That the Yidden accepted. They are the one that came from Mato. That wasn't there at the time that the Torah was given. So the first thing is that then it was milmailo lamato, but kibel hayudim milmato lamailo, under those circumstances that started in the time of Mordechai ve'Esther. But ve'oizois, in addition to that, shebehavoido shebizman hagolus, that in this service that takes place in the time of exile, yeshnoi ilui legabe shas matan Torah, there is an advantage relative to the time that the Torah was given. Shedavke oz nase hakiyum ba Torah, because it's specifically in Golus, in where the sustaining of Torah becomes, happens, shekiblu be matan Torah, that they accept matan Torah. Shehi bechinas that is only considered the beginning. They started to do kedav kibizman hagolus, because it's specifically during the time of exile kipshute. Whether we're talking about exile literally, but also v'chein, and likewise bedakus in yonim, also in the refined level of these matters, not necessarily talking about the literal Golus, but in his own standing. When the person reflects, similar to what we have mentioned earlier, even after all the matters that he accomplished, that he impacted through his service, even if they were in the total wholesomeness, golus, he is still in the level of golus beruchnis. He's still in the level of golus beruchnis. Why? Ki mikivon shakodesh baruch hu oizrei, since Hashem helps him, he has the ability to reach to even a higher step, until to totally without any comparison, much higher than he was. Similar to the language of our sages, a blessed memory, they say, Yogaito umotsoso. When you put an effort, you will find. Shametsiya, he the finding is not compare to the effort and his hard investment, but you find it's much greater. So when you are in Golus, whether it's literally Golus, or you're in Golus in your feeling of your Avoda that you hadn't really reached, because as much as you fulfilled in completeness, but since Hashem helps you, there is much more and infinitely more that you could reach. So this brings about a situation of Golus, and person is broken. So each and every one is broken and subdued. So then you reach to the Moir itself. So now the Rebbe is going to connect this idea that the Avoida that comes through the Tachtoinim reaches into the higher level with the shear of the portion of Chumash with the Parsha of Mishpatim, with the Parsha of Kisiso, in which he said, Nimtzochein be'einecha, the Rebbe explained the Pasuk. Yes, the Kasher Mashin is bitterly ill, we can connect, tie this that was explained earlier. The great advantage, which is when the work comes from the lower ones, dafke through this, that's the way we sustain that which they began to do, so we can tie it in Parshas HaShavua with the portion of the week. And within the portion of the week, Im hashiur de hayoim, with the portion of today, the yoim hashlishi of Tuesday, she inyone, what is Tuesday, is shehuchbal boi kitoiv, that there is two times in the Torah by the Tuesday when the creation says in the pasuk twice kitoiv, which the Gemara says is toiv la shamayim v'toiv la bris, it's good for shamayim toiv la bris, a special day of Tuesday which the created being, what was created on Tuesday was good, both for Shemayim, both for Bris. And this is our Pitakonas Kvet Kedushas Merichom Admur, based on the Takone was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Lilmeg B'chol Yemi Yemoysa Shavua, to learn every day of the week, Parsha Achaz B'Parsha Shavua, one portion, one section in the portion of the week. So in that portion, Api Hamevur Bimahamaimorim, to explain what's written in the Pasuk of today's Parsha, connected with this idea, based on what is explained in Maimorim, Ubefrat Bimaimer Kveit Kiddushus Admur Morashab Nishmosi Eden, especially in the Maimer of the Rebbe Rashab Nishmosi Eden Shalifnei Shishim Shono, that was said 60 years ago. The parsha Seinu, on the parsha of the pasuk, it says, "Ve'ato im no motzosi chen beinecho." Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with Hashem and saying, "If I please find grace in your eyes, goimer." And then he continues to say, "Leman emtzochein beinecho," so that I will find grace in your eyes, goimer. And further, it says, "Kimotzosi chen beinecho," that I found grace in your eyes. And the Eibishter says, Kimotzo sochein beina, you found grace in my house. All about chein, chein, chein. Da'al yidei zeh, because you found chein in my eyes, yeh v'niflinu ani v'amcha mikol ha'om asher al pnei ha'adamah. We will be distinguished, me, Moshe, and your people, the Jewish people, from all the nations that are on the face of the earth. The v'niflinu k'inyan nifla shen is badly ill. Niflinu is similar to the nifla that was explained earlier. Nifla is kesed. The Rebbe said that the Friedrich Rebbe uses the question in a way, a nifla, that the zman of Mordechai and Esther was the kiyum more than what was in Matan Torah, that is dover nifla. So here it's also, we get to the level v'niflinu because of Mitzvah Sechein. So in the Maimer he asked, Tzorich Lehoven, Mahi hamayla beinyan hachein. What is the advantage in the idea of the chein? Shemoshe Rabbeinu bikish, that Moshe Rabbeinu requested lihifzir kol kach. He insisted so much al zeh for this. This was the ultimate wholesome of his request. He says, all the idea of the chain, through this chain, that will make us to the level that we will be distinguished beyond me and your people. This is through the chain. But the question is, but the pasuk says, sheker achein, false is the chain. Why would he want the chain? The who explains this, mipnei shacheinu b'chinas yisarusa d'le'elo mitzad atzmen. The reason why sheker hachein is because chain is an arousal that comes from above on its own. But the yesh yisrein godol, there is a tremendous advantage with what comes through an arousal from the below. So therefore, the chain alone is taka sheker chain, but the chain that comes from a serusa de letato has a great advantage. And over there, he explains in the Maimer. The Rebbe Rashab explains the Maimer. Yes, no, bechinas isarusa de le'ilo hanim shach la'achar isarusa de le'tato. There is an arousal of above that comes after the isarusa de le'tato. Shezehu ham shocha mibchinas atzmus ein sof. That is extends from the level of the essence of the ein sof. She'ein isarusa de le'tato magas l'shom klal. Over there, the arousal of below cannot reach there at all. V'hurak b'b'chinas matone, and that's a gift. So that isarusa de le'ela that comes after the isarusa de le'tato comes from such a place in which the isarusa de le'tato cannot really touch, and only he gets it as a gift. V'hu hanikro, and that is what's called matnas chinom. So the word chinom, a gift, free, is lashon chein, shu lashon chein chulu. Rak, so if it's given for free, but it's only given for free, shezanim shech la'achrei shleimus o yisarusu deletato. That extends only after completely having the yisarusu deletato. And then you get the gift. How do we say both things? But we say it, k'moy gabe matona. This is similar to what we say when a person gives a gift. The Omer Razal, our sage of blessed memory, said, ilav de ovid le naichol enafshichulu. Even if he did not give it something good, he would not give him a gift. But what does it mean? It's not paying him for what he gave him. Hagam shibibchinas matona. Even though it's the level of a matona, if he pays him, it's not a gift. It's a gift, but it's a gift which also comes as a result that he did something for him, but it's shalei be'erach what he did for him. V'inei avoido shabozehi. So what is the avoido that we're talking about? To do a naichel and nafshe in order to get this great disarusa de leilo is to move on al pi hamevur ba maimer shom, based on what it's explained in the maimer there, the yeshnoi inyan ha'emuna shebevichinas memalakulam. There is the level of emuna, the faith which is in the level that fills the world, in the malakulam. Ach bibchina ach zu shayich sheyeh me'ein zeh gam b'chasidei umos olam. But in this level of emuna, in the level of memalei kol ha'almim that fills the world, over there it applies that some of it can also be by the kind, the righteous of the nation of the world. Va'ad shebi Yisrael efsher shebichinas memalo klal min by a yid, it's possible that that level of malglam tiyeh b'vichinas yediyah, that it should even be in a way knowing, not even amuna, so it should even come down in a recognition that he knows it. But the Iker ha'amuna dineshamas Yisrael, the main amuna of the souls of Yidden, who be madregas sevav kolam, that's in the level of sevav kolam. The amuna zu shayeches rak b'Yisrael, that belief only belongs and connects only with Yidden, not by the umas ha'olam. The zehu mashe kosov, this is what the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, listen Israel, Hashem elekeinu, Hashem echod, Hashem is one, Hashem, our God, Hashem is one, shezehu inyan ha-kabbala v'ha-amuna b'b'chinas sev kulam. That's the acceptance and the amuna in the level of sev kulam. U'bazeh nemar shema Yisrael davke, it's only Yisrael, specifically Yisrael and not Dumuzet. Shemuna zu, hirak ben neshamas Yisrael, that belief is only in the neshamas Yisrael b'yit. We say Baruch Shem Koyed Malchusei Leilom Voed, bring down, that reflects, that refers to the reflection on the Malach Olam. And that's not unique, that's why it doesn't say Yisroel over there. Shema Yisroel is the Sevev Kolam. But the Malach Olam is Baruch Shem Koyed Malchusei Leilom Voed. This also fits, and this is also what we find in the Zohar, the Ha'ayin, the Shema. We have a large Ayin of Shema. The Ha'dalad, and we have a large Dalad of Echad. Hein Oisyeis Rabosi, those are the large letters. Ba'idei Tzirufam, when you combine the Ayin and the Dalad, Nase Tevas Eid, it becomes the word Eid, a testimony. So, what do we have? What is aid? Aid, you testify something which is not obvious. You don't need testimony. You have to tell you something which is not known. So, we're talking about Sevev Kol Ha'Almim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, is a Sevev Kol Ha'Almim. Umevuer, Bevkama Mekoimis, it's explained in many places. Laldobor Hanigla, that on something which is revealed, which is open, ain't Tzarich Ve'ein Shayichedus, we don't need, and it doesn't really apply testimony. Furthermore, we say that something which is destined to be revealed, even if it's not revealed, still the Torah did not require testimony for that. And the Rebbe brings down over here. When do we need testimony? Specifically, when there's something which is completely hidden, b'chinas sevav kol ha'almim, when it's a level of sevav kol ha'almim. That's the Shema Yisrael. V'zehu ma shekosuv Shema Yisrael v'goyim erechot. This is what we're saying. Listen, Israel, Hashem is echot, the Yidden. The ko yi'al kol echot v'echot mi Yisrael. This applies, it goes on each and every one of the Jewish people, Shehem Davke Ha'edim Hamavidim, they specifically are the witnesses who testify. The Havayechot that Hashem is one. Ad Shebechol Ma'im Edu Matzav Sheyeh Ba'avidosei. Any standing, any situation that the person is in his level of his service to Hashem. Hinikol Echot Ve'Echot. Yisrael, Eimer Shema Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference. Every Yid says Shema Yisrael. That means that every Yid testifies Hashem Echad. Kimavur b'siches kvet gedushas meirucham admur, as explained in the talks of my father Mudra. So, the Ches v'Dalet, the Echad, when we say Echad, of the word Echad, so you have the Ches and the Dalet of the word Echad, the Ramzim, Azayin, Rikim, Va'aretz, they hint on the seven heavens and the earth, that's the Ches. V'dalad ruch ha'olam, and the four corners of the world, that's the Ches and Dalad. V'ha'alef of the word Echad, v'ramez is that hins laluf ha'olam, to the master of the world, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Yisrael v'avidosom poyalim liyos Echad. The Yidden, through their service, they impact that it should be Echad, that the Aleph should go down in the Chesed Dalet. Hainu, Shemamshichim Ba'ilom, they draw down into the world, which is Bechesed V'Dalet, in the Chesed Dalet, as Aluf Shaloilom, the master of the world, Ha'alef, they bring the Aleph into the Chesed Dalet. Ad Sheyis Ardu, to the extent that the Aluf Shaloilom of the world become fused, they become together, Bedugma L'Tevas Echad, similar to the word Echad, Sheha'alef Hi Teva Achas Imachez V'Dalet, that the Aleph is one word together, the Ches V'Dalet. The Toichen HaTeva Atzma, and the meaning of this word, Inyan Ardus, is also the meaning of one. Uba'ifen Kazeh, and in such a way is it fused, Sha'alef Da'aluf Sheloilam Yiyarosh Vascholos HaTeva, the Aleph, which is represents the master of the world, that should be the head and the beginning of the world, Yadala. So that is the avodah of the Yid, to bring down the Echad. This is all the level of Sevukam. Vascholos HaTeva, Hine, Ayidei Isaruso Delitato, Zu Davides Yisrael, Bebchina Sevukam, through this arousal from below. The Yid works in the level of Sevev Kol Almim, Havaya Echod. Havaya is one. So we're saying that in Avoida, that is saying that your Mamshich, the Sarusa de Laila, from even a higher place, Bechinas Matone, Hine Mamshichim, Bechinas Sarusa de Laila. So then you bring down relative to Asurusa, relative to Asurusa de Latata. First, you bring down Asurusa de Leila, which is relative to Asurusa de Latata. But the Achar Kacha, but later on, Nimsha Bechinas Asurusa de Leila, Shalemailo Mibchinas Asurusa de Leila, Shalade Asurusa de Latata. A higher level of Asurusa de Leila than the Asurusa de Leila that comes from Asurusa de Latata. The Bechina Sarusa del Eilo Hanim Shechas Al Yidea Sarusa del Etato. The Sarusa del Eilo that comes down through the Sarusa del Etato. He Bechina Sheberach Liseder HaHishtalshlus. That's a level which is still in comparison to the order of Hishtalshlus. And the Yeshleimar. And we can say, that level is also in the pasuk. The Gamal Ze Koyi Masha Kosuv, Hine Malochi Yelech Lefanecha. The pasuk says, Hashem says, my Malach will go before you, which is the Isarusa de Le'ela, which comes from the Isarusa de Le'tatu. Ach Bakoshas Moshe Hoya, what Moshe was asking, Sheyia Hamshachas Bechine Isarusa de Le'ela, Shelemailo Mizeh. A higher still shemitzad atzmi that comes by itself, not from the Isarusa del Tato. The Ato, what he's saying is, Im no motzosi chen beinecho, if we find chen beinecho, inyan hachen, the idea of chen, he wants the chen, which is the grace, which is a higher level. Isarusa del Tato is by itself. Ad sheyiye v'niflinu aniv amecho, so that it will be that me, your people, we distinguish niflinu, separate on a much higher level. The koyi b'sfiris, when we talk of sfiris, goes on sfiris ha-keser, goes on the level of keser, level of pella, level of niflinu. Pnimis ha-keser, the inner level of keser, level of atik. Va'ad la'atzmusei u'mahusei yizbarich, until the essence of Hashem's essence and the blessed Mahus. So why do we need the person's avoda first of Serusa de la Tata and Serusa de la Eilo? Lagam the Ispchine Serusa de la Eilo Zu Nimsheches Mitzad Atzmai. Although this level of Serusa de la Eilo extends, comes down on its own. Hainu She'eni Serusa de la Tata Magia L'shom. We said that the Serusa de la Tata cannot actually reach there. So, why do we need the Serusa de la Tata when the Serusa de la Tata does not change that? It comes on its own. Shem does not rest only in a place which is wholesome. First, we need the work in the lower one, by the low, in this world, in a way of arousal of below. And to bring down Isarusa de Leila, which is relative to Isarusa de Latato. The Oz, and then Ba'asar Shalim. Then, in the when you done and you made the place wholesome by drawing down the Isarusa de Leila that is comes through the Isarusa de Latato, Nim Shachliyas Kuchub. Brichu Sharia. Then we have the Eibishter resting. Kuchu Brichu Sharia Basar Shlim. Kimavur B'Lukut HaTorah Shir HaShirim, as explained in Lukut HaTorah and Shir HaShirim. Ches. V'zehu Mashakosu V'kibel HaYehudim Eisa Sherechelu Lasis. This is what the Pasuk says, that the Yidden accepted that which they began to do. Shalidei HaMisiras Nefesh Shebizman HaGolus. Through the self-sacrifice that they had, it was in time of Golus, in the days of Mordechai Esther, Paulu Hakiyum b'Hatoyah d'Matan Torah, they impacted sustaining the Torah of Matan Torah. The same thing is true every year and year. When these days are remembered, they actually are done. We are accomplishing the same now as then. Nimshochim kol ha'inyonim k'moy shoyi b'pam ha'reshoyim, all the matters the way they were the very first time. V'yadu ha'toyres ha'bal shem tov, it's known, the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that when the Mishnah says ha'koyres ha'megillah l'mafreya l'yotzo, one who reads the Megillah backwards, he hasn't fulfilled the obligation. Then what is the meaning? Tied the Baal Shem to the Mafreya, Dikshe Kriyas HaMegillah, he, Ba'ifun Shalom Mafreya, he thinks, he reads the Megillah in a way that this happened in the past. Hayne Inyan Shahoyah Ba'over, is a matter that took place in the past. Hine Lo Yotzo. If that's the way you're reading the Megillah, you didn't fulfill it, because you gotta make it relevant now, you gotta live with that now. HaMegillah, Hi Hayro Ba'vedas Ha'odom, the Megillah is a lesson in the service of man, B'chol Zman, during all time, b'chol mokum, an old place, u'l'chol echad v'achas, for each and every one, for every man, for every woman, koilel ha'hiroim b'hanal, including the lesson that we take from Mordechai and Esther, from the Megillah that we're reading, it's not l'mafreya, but we take it presently, sha'emdim b'mesidas nefesh, that we stay with self-sacrifice, ubemeshach kol hashana kula, and this takes during the whole year, as we said, that they stood kol oisushana, that the Yidden stood b'mesirus nefesh, there was no machshavas chutz. That means that the entire year, be'ezer shinuim sheyia, meaning all changes, seasons come and go, doesn't affect the person. Eine shayich etzel yehudi, so it does not even apply to a Yid sheyala daita afilu machshavas chutz chaz v'sholem, even to have any thought of the outside. So this is even a thought, Val achas kama v'kamo dibur emaisa, certainly not to say anything or an action outside of total devotion and self-sacrifice to Hashem. U'mesiras nefesh zu mevio, and this self-sacrifice brings that for the Yidden there was both light, joy, and happiness, literally in the Pasuk, Meyusad, and that is based to Bagdomas. And first, the Chazal, as the rabbis translate, Oira zu Torah, that Yidden had Torah adli v'yikar elu tefillin, till v'yikar that tefillin. The koi al kolus inyan ha-mitzvahs, which applies, it refers to general mitzvahs, even though we're singling out and we're saying yikar is tefillin, because tefillin is representative of all mitzvahs, that ehuksha kol ha-Torah kolu l'tefillin. Because all of the Torah has been equated to tefillin in the pasuk, as the pasuk talks about, and to remember all of the Torah through the tefillin, it's tefillin is like all the Torah, all the mitzvahs. And we also educate the children of the school with this. As we find in the medrash that the Mordechai shol itzel gimel tenekes, that Mordechai asked by three children. Give me their pasuk. And they answered, don't be scared from a sudden fear and from the tranquility of the evil that comes about. You may counsel, advice, but it'll be annulled. Speak words, it's not going to take place, because Kimonu Keil Hashem is with us. And finally, the third pasuk, Vatzikna Nihu Vatzeva Nihezbel. Until old age, I am He. Till old age, I am going to take care of my load. Ani Asisi Vanihez, I made and I will carry. Vanihezbel Vamalit, and I will escape you. So, this was the three psukim that the children conveyed to Mordechai. Once Mordechai heard such, Sochak, he started laughing, and he was rejoicing with a great joy. So it should be to us, that everybody should do work and service with light, with joy, with happiness, with preciousness, as all of the matters as they've been articulated in the expounding of our sages of blessed memory, which includes all of the Torah in these psukim, and for sure that Hashem will fulfill His promise. I'll give you rains in a timely way. And all the blessings that we find in the parsha, till there will be light, joy, and sosin, yikor, literally. And we'll make one redemption close to the other redemption, migulas purim. From the redemption of Purim, the Gula Hamidz Vashlema, to the true and complete redemption of the Mashiach Tzidkenu, to a righteous Mashiach. Da'av d'lefisho kalo, although for temporary, for a short while, hine yakati avdi achashverishana, we are still slaves of Achashverish, so we're still in Golus. Hine bekarev mamish, very soon, bagolo didan, very soon, yovei Mashiach Tzidkenu, righteous Mashiach will come, v'yigoleinu redeem us, v'yelecheinu k'memius la'artzeinu, and He will lead us with raised up to our land, b'mehera v'yameinu mamish, speedily in our days.